Decorations, crepe streamers, booths, games. It was always one of the prime events of the year. I, as I mentioned to McMurphy, was the chairman of the high school carnival both my junior and senior years. Wonderful carefree years. It's got real quiet in the day room. The doctor raises his head, peers around to see if he's making a fool of himself. The big nurse is giving him a look that shouldn't leave any doubts about it, but he doesn't have on his glasses and the look misses him. Anyway, to put an end to this maudlin display of nostalgia, in the course of our conversation, McMurphy and I wondered what would be the attitude of some of the men toward a carnival here in the ward. He puts on his glasses and peers around again. Nobody's jumping up and down at the idea. Some of us can remember Tabor trying to engineer a carnival a few years back and what happened to it. As the doctor waits, a silence rears up from out of the nurse and looms over everybody, daring anybody to challenge it. I know McMurphy can't because he was in on the planning of the carnival, and just as I'm thinking that nobody will be fool enough to break that silence, Cheswick, who sits right next to McMurphy, gives a grunt and is on his feet, rubbing his ribs before he knows what happened. I personally believe, see? He looks down at McMurphy's fist on the chair arm beside him with that big stiff thumb sticking straight up out of it like a cow prod. That a carnival is a real good idea. Something to break the monotony. That's right, Charlie, the doctor says, appreciating Cheswick's support. And not altogether without therapeutic value. Certainly not, Cheswick says, looking happier now. No, lots of therapeutics in a carnival, you bet.
It would be fun, Billy Bibbit says.
Yeah, that too, Cheswick says. We could do it, Dr. Spivey, sure we could. Scanlan can do his human bomb act, and I can make a ring toss in occupational therapy.
I'll tell fortunes, Martini says, and squints at a spot above his head.
I'm rather good at diagnosing pathologies from palm reading myself, Harding says.
Good, good, Cheswick says and claps his hands. He's never had anybody support anything he said before.
Myself, McMurphy drawls, I'd be honored to work a skillo wheel. Had a little experience.
Oh, there are numerous possibilities, the doctor says, sitting up straight in his chair and really warming to it. Why, I've got a million ideas.
He talks full steam ahead for another 5 minutes. You can tell a lot of the ideas are ideas he's already talked over with McMurphy. He describes games, booths, talks of selling tickets, then stops as suddenly as though the nurse's look had hit him right between the eyes. He blinks at her and asks, "What do you think of the idea, Miss Ratched? Of a carnival, here on the ward?"